With Carlene Carter's pedigree, it might have been hard for her to pursue any field other than music. On top of that, she has a wonderfully rich voice that's all her own. And you can hear for yourself tonight at Joe's Pub when she performs selections from Stronger, her first album of new material since 1995. I'm delighted that it brings Carlene, the granddaughter of Maybelle, daughter of June Carter Cash and Carl Smith.
This don't age me that much quite yet.
Stepdaughter Johnny Cash here to the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
Did you ever consider going into any other business than music?
What would I have done? I considered going into the business of being a teacher. I was going to be a piano teacher because my mom said you always need to have something to fall back on. But fortunately, I was lucky enough to, while I was in college and studying my classical studies, that 3 months before I got my degree, I got a record contract. And I just kind of continued on from there.
Had you always thought that you'd become a professional?
I didn't know if I'd be a professional. I just knew I'd go playing music. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't even know my parents were professionals, really. You know, it's just like, that's just what we all did. And
did they sit around and play music?
All the time. Yeah, all the time.
And then they were writing songs as well?
Yeah, all the time. And we all, whenever somebody would write a new song, we would sit around and sing it to each other. And it was like, it wasn't like, okay, is this going to be a hit or is this, you know, for the record or whatever. It was just like we were sharing music with each other, which I loved.
So it was more the musical side than the business side? They didn't sit around dinner table and say, oh, gee, we just got a new contract?
Oh, there was never any business stuff about it. It was always about music.
Did your parents encourage you to go into the field?
I can't say that my father, Carl Smith, particularly encouraged me to go into it, although he knew he never really had any choice with me doing it. I had a little bit more drive than he probably would have liked. As for my mother and my stepdad, Johnny Cash, this is what we did, you know, and I just feel really fortunate that I had, like, the best teachers in the world.
And did they teach you guitar as well? You said you knew how to play piano.
Well, I played piano because I just loved piano. There was something about piano. They weren't piano players.
And it's a very guitar-driven music.
Yeah, it's very guitar-driven. And I've written a lot of the most successful stuff that I've ever done, I've written on the guitar. I started out on piano, and that's when I got the bug for playing music.
Do you find that you compose differently when you're playing on the piano than on the guitar?
Yeah, it's quite different for me. It's a lot more. There's something about touching the keys and something from my heart that goes into that, and it just comes back. It's a wonderful feeling. I get that a lot. But I know what I'm doing on guitar as well, and I feel really fortunate that I can do both.
Well, piano is almost like composing on an orchestra, whereas guitar is a much more of a strumming thing.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Just giving yourself chords.
Yeah, yeah.
Your father's work comes out of an earlier generation style. What was it like singing a duet with him on record when you recorded Loose Talk?
It was scary. It was scary. He stood just like me and you are sitting here right now, and we're all each on either side of the microphone. He looked at me and he said, "You better get this right because I'm only going to sing it wrong once." He said, "I'm only going to sing it once, and you better not get it wrong." And I was like, "Oh my God!" I mean, I was scared to death.
Was he being a professional or being a father at that moment?
I think a little bit of both. Also, I think he was being a country guy that just said, you know what, we used to do it this way, and this is how we're doing it. You know, they used to just sing it. It would be one take through, and it'd be perfect. But I had not experienced that. And also, too, it's like looking at your daddy when you're singing a song with him, and he's actually the dude.
It's his song, and you don't want to screw it up.
No, you don't want to screw it up, and you definitely don't want daddy to tell you screwed it up.
Well, it's hard for somebody who hasn't grown up in this kind of situation to imagine what it was like. But, I mean, your parents and your step-parents, the whole family was touring all the time.
Right.
Were you left behind, or did you wind up going on a lot of that yourself?
Me and my little sister Rosie and some of my other sisters, we traveled a lot with them, you know. Rosie and I traveled a lot with the Carter family. And then we traveled a lot when Mom married John. But, you know, then you get into high school and junior high and stuff, and you want to be a cheerleader and actually have a life that's not on the road with a bunch of, like, Carl Perkins kind of people. I mean, it's like, I remember getting on the bus one night with
I don't know what Carl Perkins kind of people means.
No,
I just
that
remember
means like,
blue
I'm
suede
talking
shoes.
About like the coolest people in the world, but that's not what, really what you want to do when you're, like, 13 years old. It's like, you don't want to hang out with Carl Perkins. You don't know really know what it means until you get a little bit older.
He represented something much older.
He taught me how to play B minor on the guitar. Which I'm very proud of.
Now, the new CD is called Stronger, and I'm assuming that's because of some pretty awful circumstances of your life recently. I don't know how much you want to talk about them.
I'll talk about anything you want to talk about.
But, well, first...
I ain't embarrassed.
After the last album came out in 1995, and then more recently, your mother, stepfather, died within a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you were surprised that she died before he did.
Actually, I was because she was always so there when he was ailing, when he was not feeling well, and he was really struggling for a long time with his health, and she took care of him so much. And I think she just got tired. We always thought that he would go first, you know, but you never know what's going to happen.
Because he always looked like he was going to die any day now anyway.
Yeah. Although he had the constitution of, you know, I can't even say what constitution he had. He was such a strong man and just did not want to leave this world without his Junie. And really and truly, that was what it was. Unfortunately, when she died, he just didn't want to hang around anymore. I really believe that that's what happened.
And then your younger sister, Rosie, died in an accident.
Mm-hmm.
And you go ahead.
She was in an RV, and they had those heaters, I don't even know what kind of heater it was, but she died of carbon monoxide poisoning, and it was an accident, and it was really not a shock in some ways, because she was down a road that was pretty scary anyway. I'm just glad that, she went when she went, the way she went.
She was on her way to see you, wasn't she? Or?
I was on my way to see her. I was going to actually, intervene on her and put her in treatment. But as it turned out, you know, it's like I always believe that God has his own path for all of us in whatever way that it's supposed to be. And, you know, I've had to kind of accept that because I would live with a lot of guilt that I didn't get there quicker, but. It's the way it happened.
And then on top of that, Howie Epstein, somebody mm-hmm. you've been with for a long time, he was Tom Petty's bass player, he died as well.
He died of a drug overdose. We've been together for 16 years, and I left him several months before he passed away and said, if you go and get help, then I'll come home. But he never got help, and he never made it home.
And that's always a difficulty, being in a relationship with somebody who's taking drugs.
I have been taking drugs, too. I'll say that.
And then you
relapsed,
didn't you?
Yeah, well, I did. I freaked out. You know, all this stuff happened, you know. And, I mean, I'm pretty brutally honest about my, you know, the path that I've been on. But I'm really, really thankful that that's not the life that I have anymore.
Well, was there ever a possibility you'd leave the music business because of all of this?
Yeah. Well, mainly because it hurt so much to sing again without my mom, because the last thing that I did, I sang with my mom. And every time I'd sing, I was like, oh, you know, I really miss my mama, you know. And it's hard. It's like I watch stupid TV shows now, you know, and I see people's moms die, and I'm, like, sobbing, and my husband's going, honey, that's not your mama. You know, it's a TV show, you know, but it's still very close to the edge with me as far as, you know, like, how I feel about everything. I don't think you ever get over loss like that. And I did. I lost the four most important people in my life at that point, apart from my children. In a very short time, in an 8-month period. It was a really brutal time. It was hard.
We opened with something that sounded very contemporary country. There are times when people have said, you're not country. So how have you gone back and forth?
you know what? I just got real about who I am, and I got real about what I know what I'm doing. And it's like, I'm not paying any more attention to what is country, what is rock, what is.
But there are differences. That was not only had pedal steel, it had the drum part was very much a country kind of beat rather than a rock kind of beat.
Well, it depends on what I write it on. If I write something on the guitar, it feels different. You know, it's always going to come from a Carter family place in some way because I am Carter family. Mm-hmm. And anything that comes off a little bit more rockin', it's got something to do with attitude, usually. It's not necessarily a style. But come to Joe's Pub and you will see.
Mm-hmm. What kind of band do you have?
Well, I've been doing some different stuff. I've been playing with just a two-piece. Well, there's three of us. And
that's keyboard. An intimate room anyway.
Yeah. I have a keyboard player and a guitar player. I have a great band, like a full band, you know, bass player, drummer, the whole bit. But I've been trying to just, like, get down, you strip it down to the basics of the songs. And I just need a little help because I hear a lot of stuff in my head. And I need a couple of guys there to play what I'm hearing in my head. You know, I can't do it all by myself.
You also have tried your hand at acting. Didn't you play your own mother in the musical Wildwood Flowers?
Yeah, I did. I played my mom. That was kind of strange. I won't say strange. It was very healing and wonderful. And I could do June like that. You want to talk to me about June? I can do June.
Mm-hmm. You watched her a lot.
My whole life, you know. But it was really healing for me at that point because that's what got me back to playing music again.
And can we expect to see another CD soon?
Well, it might take me another year, mm-hmm. I'm thinking, because it takes me about 6 months to write it. And I still feel like this album that that I've got out there now, it's still got a little more life in it. So I'm going out there to play and promote that and sing these songs. And then when I get sick of them, I'll write some more.
Do you keep on learning more about the songs that you composed as you keep on performing them?
Absolutely. It's all about learning something about yourself and in some way learning something about life.
And people looking at these songs, I'm not going to go into all of the different ones, but they'll see things about your life in these songs. Should they read Howie Epstein in Judgment Day and Johnny Cash in It Takes One to Know One?
Absolutely. Judgment Day is about Howie. Takes One to Know Me, I wrote for Big John for his birthday when I was 17 years old.
Oh, really?
Stronger is about my sister Rosie. And it's also about survival through all of this stuff. There's a lot of things. If you wanted to know everything about everything, you better come and check me out a little bit more.
The CD is on Yep Rock Records.
Yep Rock.
Your ex-husband's
label? Oh, Nick. Yeah, well, Nick really was happy with Yep Rock, and I kind of, like, thought that would probably be an okay fit, and it seems to be working really good for me. I really like them. And also, too, all the guys that work there and Glenn Dicker, the head of Yep Rock, they're all, like, 5 years old, and so I feel like I'm in good hands.
And tonight, Joe's Pub. We'll give more details in just a moment, but I want to thank you so much, Carlene, for being with us today. Carlene Carter, her new album is called Stronger, and it's on Yip Rock Records, and she'll be at Joe's Pub tonight. I'll have details for you in just a moment.